Hey, what's up? Happy Sunday, everyone. Dr. Tom here, and welcome back. You're listening to The Positivity Effect, and this is the fourth Fireside Chat of 2016. Guys, I apologize in advance for this crazy echo that you're hearing. I'm not recording this in the normal studio location, so I apologize, but next week it will be back without the echo. Just as a reminder from last week, I was talking about how I really have just been enjoying this journey of this show and connecting with people. And in 2016, I decided that I want to 10X the positivity effect. And what that means is it's going to become a daily podcast. Now, don't worry if you can't listen to everything. There's going to be something here for everyone. And I really enjoy connecting with people through these interviews and getting different opinions and different ways of looking at things, and I think you guys are going to appreciate it too, just hearing all these different ways of looking at life. And so the way it's going to work is you're going to hear four interviews throughout the week, but each one's going to be broken up over 2 days, so 25 to 30 minutes each. In addition, you're still going to hear from me on Sunday, where I'm going to be talking about, you know, the insights I had throughout the week and some of the insights that I have drawn from the interviews myself. And I have some great interviews, guys, lined up for 2016, and I'm super excited to announce this to you. I don't have an exact date yet when this transition will happen. It's going to be soon, but I definitely will keep you posted. Tomorrow, we have on Peggy Seelfon. Peggy is certified in several modalities of Amrit Yoga, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, NLP, and Crystal Medicine Therapy. She teaches people how to live a life free of anxiety. And if you've ever felt anxiety in your life, which I know I have, I don't want you to miss this episode. Again, welcome back. Thank you for joining me. We got slammed this last weekend in the northeast of the United States with tons of snow. In my neighborhood alone, we had about 29 inches from the drifts and everything because there was a lot of wind. It's always so interesting to see the state of panic that the news sends the town into. Everybody runs out and they buy out the supermarket. It's interesting because we have all lived here our whole lives, you know, most of us, and the big snowstorms, it's nothing new. They come, the snow lasts for a few days, and then we're back to our regular lives. It's just amazing how the news can make us anxious and on the edge. As the host of this podcast, I'm not free of anxiousness or fear myself. You would think someone doing a podcast called The Positivity Effect would have the utmost level of mental toughness, but that's just not the case. And guys, I want to apologize for not rolling any content out to you guys last week. I messed up. I failed you guys because I was going through something. My dog that I've grown up with, he suffered some sort of facial body paralysis, and you know he's unable to blink one of his eyes right now, and we have to put medication in it every day, and he's having difficulty walking and difficulty eating, and you know this is not a woe is me, you know we're all struggling with something in our lives, but just for me this was something very real recently, and it prevented me mentally to really, you know, to get my butt in gear and get my show out to you guys. And, you know, I'm really sorry. It annoys me that I did that, but I recognize, you know, I have to recognize that I'm human and I'm going to make mistakes too. And guys, don't forget that when you're struggling with something, it's not going to be a perfect road. There's always going to be ups and downs. I even think of it as, you know, as an entrepreneur, there's always ups and there's downs, and it's never a perfect straight path. And you don't want life to be that way. You don't want it to be a perfect straight path. We learn and we grow the most when we have these moments of fear and of doubt, because we build up the courage and we work through them, and we have, you know, people by our sides that help us out. And you know, I'm not saying it wasn't that this was easy to deal with, you know, what my dog was going through. And I'll be honest, I'm a pretty motivated guy. I have a lot of mental toughness, but when it comes to these things, you know, these things, it just doesn't negate the fact that it's heartbreaking to see, you know, my family dog going through all these things. And I'm sure for anything else that someone else is going through right now, you know, you can read all the motivational books and you can, you know, listen to all the motivational podcasts and audio books and seminars, whatever you want to do. But when you're going through something, it's real. You know, it's not easy to be positive. And I think in that moment, it's just so important to be open to remember that it's okay to be in that space, to be in that state of doubt or state of fear. And when you are, just remember to recognize for what it is and reach out to people and let people know what you're going through. Because usually we're carrying so much weight on our shoulders ourselves. We want to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And when we reach out to people, it just makes it makes getting through whatever we're getting through so much easier. So talking about my dog, he was born on the 4th of July and we named him Sparky. And I want to say, as difficult as all this has been this past week or so, I have to say that Sparky's ailments, they've really taught me a lesson. And they've taught me again. They've reminded me that I'm not alone when going through a tough time. Sparky has reminded me of the power of communication. And when we connect with others that we're close with, suddenly the difficult things that we carry on our shoulders, they just don't feel as heavy. And many people I hold dearly have shown me great support through this. So I know firsthand it's difficult when we feel like something is out of place or different than it used to be. It's painful when a loved one or a pet is sick, or when somebody passes away, or we're going through something health-wise, or we lose our job, or, you know, something financial. But through all these situations, they bring clarity to our lives. They remind us what is important. It's so easy to get caught up in the flow of life, and it's all too easy to forget the important things, like those that are closest to us. Or even in my case, my dog Sparky. For me, as difficult as this last week has been, it's also kind of been a gift. And that gift has been for me to spend more time with Sparky. And I plan on taking him on a lot more walks. I've been a little bit neglectful because I've been so busy with my life. And it's just been an excuse. But now, you know, what he's gone through has reminded me that, you know, there's not much time that he's going to be left on this earth. So I have to, it reminds me that to spend every special moment with him, because he really is, you know, dogs are great. Anytime you come home, they're just happy to see you, you know, and it's important for me now to make sure I reconnect. So it's true that when we're going through something difficult, it can feel impossible to be positive. So how do we create a ripple effect of positivity when we're faced with adversity? It's a great question, and I think I'm going to continue to seek the answers myself as I grow older. But again, just to recap, what I have learned is the most important things in life are our family, our friends, our deep connections with others. It's true because studies show that those who are well connected with friends and family, they live longer. So what are you struggling with today? What is keeping you up at night? I challenge you to face those things and reach out to people that are close to you. I know in my own life that in the beginning, I usually, when I'm struggling with something or when I'm going through something, it takes me a little bit to reach out to somebody. But once I do, I find the support to be so helpful. The support, it really takes the weight off of my shoulders. And I have to say, we are the ones that usually put the weight on our own shoulders, and we are our own worst enemies. They say that the biggest block we have in anything in our lives is those 6 inches between our ears, our brains, and how we view the world. So guys, take care. Talk to you tomorrow on my interview with Peggy Silfon. It's going to be good. It's going to be a great one. Super excited for it. So talk to you again also on the next Sunday Fireside Chat. Take care. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively.
I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me. Because every Sunday, I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners, just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care and talk to you next Monday.